With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican lawmakers introduced a bill that would stop members of the Chinese Communist Party from purchasing land in the U.S.
Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, and Katie Britt of Alabama introduced the Not One More Inch or Acre Act. It would give Mr. Trump clear authority to prohibit all future land purchases by the Chinese Communist Party and force the divestment of already owned property in cases of national security protection. Senator Scott said in a statement, quote, "It's alarming that CCP-linked entities have been quietly buying up U.S. farmland, often strategically located close to our military bases." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Chinese nationals currently own roughly 265,000 acres of U.S. land. According to the National Association of Realtors, Chinese clients bought nearly $14 billion worth of homes in the U.S. between April of 2024 and March of this year. That's an 83% jump from the previous year. A tropical weather system near the Florida Panhandle showing a moderate chance of becoming a tropical depression. The system could impact southeastern Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Heavy rain expected, with New Orleans bracing for up to 10 inches of rain in some areas through Saturday. Federal prosecutors unseal a sweeping indictment against five people, including current and former Louisiana law enforcement officers. U.S. Attorney Alexander Van Hook said the indictment alleges that police officials in several central Louisiana parishes committed visa fraud, taking money for reports on crimes that never happened.
Each report listed several victims of purported armed robberies in central Louisiana, and the defendants produced false police reports so that the purported victims of the robberies could apply for U visas.
Firefighter who was injured in an ambush shooting that killed two firefighters in Coeur d'Alene has left a hospital for rehabilitation. This is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble with America's men.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reports that the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. ICC President Jeff King says conservative estimates suggest more than 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity, transforming from a few hundred believers before 1979 to a movement that now dwarfs the regime's own support. ICC also reports that tens of thousands of mosques in Iran have closed their doors. This is SRN News. A key coalition partner quits the Israeli government. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has edged one step closer to collapse of his government with the resignation of a religious coalition partner. The pullout by United Torah Judaism leaves a majority of one seat as other parties threaten to follow suit. The issue? Exemption of religious citizens from the draft, a political reality reviled as unfair by those who do serve in a nation where both men and women are drafted at the age of 18. Army service is also the nation's most formative and unifying experience. Raising tension, too, is the frequency of armed conflict, as illustrated by the Gaza War nearing its 700th day and 900th casualty. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.